Erica Benner is a fellow in political philosophy at Yale, and it seems that, even as a little one, she was asking probing questions. In preschool, I was fond of a mangy little tree in our back garden and invested it with all sorts of friendly properties. One day, I realized that my parents and sister must see this tree quite differently, which made me spend lots of time wondering what, if anything, was the real tree, apart from our different perspectives. Having one language spoken at home and another, unrelated one in kindergarten, on the streets, and on television was a constant reality check. Growing up in an overcrowded city made me think how people can share or fail to share limited physical and social space. And being surrounded by moderately religious Christians got my skeptical juices flowing early on, making me wonder, how can anyone know God exists? How can someone be both human and God? I'm not sure any of this made me a philosopher. I've always been associated with politics rather than philosophy departments, so good guild professionals might disown me, but it got me interested in philosophy. That from Erica Benner, and that was an interview with Richard Marshall for 3 AM Magazine in 2014. Dr. Benner continues to ask deep and timely questions at Yale, where she has named her recent project How to See Through Spin, Philosophical Lessons for Citizens. She says, my project deals with an ancient question in political philosophy. Is there any way to limit the harmful influence of misleading public speech, or spin, on political decisions, especially in democracies? She says recent scholars' answers are unsatisfying. Approaches that measure spin against norms of ideally reasonable speech have little practical bite, while those that merely expose its manipulations neglect the problem of citizens' complicity in their own misleading. My study examines ancient and early modern texts that address these problems. Their strategies are philosophical and practical. They assume that people are most likely to resist misleading persuasions or spin when they engage in self-critical reflections and learn to judge matters of prudence and morality for themselves, not relying on others' authority. I show that classical authors developed ingenious ways to test and train readers' capacities for independent, self-critical judgment, and ask what we can learn from this tradition of philosophical education for citizens today. And Dr. Benner's interest in the past and bringing its lessons to bear on our present concerns and the implications for the future is at the heart of the Schemmel Forum and its offerings. The Schemmel Forum was founded in 2006 at the University of Scranton, and it has spring and fall programs for community enrichment and education. Sandra Myers, Senior Fellow for International, Civic, and Cultural Projects at the University of Scranton, is Director of the Schemmel Forum, and she stopped in at the WVIA studios to tell us about the forum and the spring session.
It started from an idea that I didn't have, but was had by another person in the community, well known to this organization, Palmer Brereton. He, a doctor now retired, has a great deal of curiosity, and he was interested in some of the classics, and he asked one of our professors, Rebecca Beale, an English professor, to teach a course on Dante's The Divine Comedy. And I wasn't living here then. I was just coming home on weekends, but I would hear something about it. And then after that course, he had asked Maury, my husband, to do something on the Federalist Papers. And I could see that I would meet people, you know, in the supermarket saying how much they were enjoying these things. And so when I came and got established at the university as a senior fellow, mostly bringing the work, a lot of it international, that I was doing before I came back, and very interested in this continuing education, the potential of it, then, since I was there and there was not anyone there to look after it, and I had ideas for it, we started slowly. But now we give 3 courses each semester. They're 6-week courses. They're not too long. And we have 6 World Affairs luncheon seminars. And we have a bus trip. And we have some collaborative programs that give us extra things to do and people to meet with. So that's the way it works. We do raise some money to do this, and we have a lot of help from the university. And because we're called the Schemmel Forum, Bob Munley, the head of the law firm, and Father Schemmel were very close friends and neighbors. And he said, as long as that Schemmel name is on it, we'd love to support it. And they do, which is great. And we have a wide audience of people. Some of them are professionals, and some are community leaders, and some are retired people. And they get into this habit as kind of a subculture of learning together.
One of the things that is so distinctive, too, about the Schemmel Forum is that you don't concentrate on one particular topic.
Yes.
You give us the range of human experience.
Yes. I think that that's what we want to be. I think that cities have world affairs councils, large cities, Philadelphia and Washington, but there was nobody here concentrating on that. And there was no, subculture of people learning together about worldly things. And I think that since I believe that we live in or should be living in a post-provincial world, I think it's very important for us to know what's going on and know it from people who know what they're talking about.
The other thing is that you have such a strong faculty at the university that many of the speakers are from your own.
Right. That's great. And they enjoy teaching Schemmel people because the Q&A is always great, and we leave plenty of time for that. Whereas in the classroom, sometimes it's not so great. Sometimes it is, but a lot of times it isn't. So it's a treat for them to teach the Schemmel courses.
The courses are the first in the brochure this
yes.
time around. Why don't we start there?
Let's do that. The first one is on artificial intelligence, certainly something that is with us that we don't understand so well, and its uses, its challenges, and its rewards. And it's going to be taught by a philosopher. Andrew Lazella is in our philosophy department. And he's been thinking and writing and reading a lot about artificial intelligence and, some of the ethical implications. So that's signing up nicely, as the others are too. But that's one of the courses. The courses are 6 sessions of 1.25 hours each. There could be some homework in terms of reading, but no one is expected to take a test or do anything but listen and talk. And not everyone talks, but a lot of people do, and that makes for a very interesting session. They're from 6:00 to 7:15, so people who are working can come, and it's a comfortable hour. The next one is interesting. It's about the 60s, making sense of a formative era. And our sociologist, David Friedrichs, is going to do that, and he may be bringing in other faculty members for particular aspects of it. But it will, since it is a very significant era in our lives, there are lots of things to look at, literature, sociology, history. And he will be doing all of that. And that should be really interesting. So he's a distinguished professor of sociology and criminal justice and criminology. And he is very, very learned and has a breadth of interest. And as I said, he will bring other faculty members in. And then the third one is the Habsburg monarchy, dating from 1519 to 1918. And that's been done by Sean Brennan, who's a European historian. He specializes in Russia, but he is very well learned on all subjects European. And he's a great favorite of the Schemmel Forum now, and he's up for it. He would do it every time if we called upon him to do it. He really loves teaching it, and the students love having him. So then we have our 6 World Affairs luncheons. So our first speaker coming Friday, February 9th, is a Scrantonian by birth. His name is Joseph Blasi, and he is an economist, and he is an economist who cares about economic justice. And he has been this way all his adult life. In fact, I didn't realize this, but he went to Scranton Prep, and then he went to study to be a Jesuit for 2 years before he left that and proceeded with his education. But he was so much committed to community that one of his first academic jobs was to run the kibbutz program at Harvard. And I don't know that that was a big program at Harvard, but he ran it. Anyway, one of the main things that he agrees, understands that we're in a capitalistic system, but within that system there are many ways to go. And he's particularly interested in employee-owned industries, big and small. And he has talked about them and advised on them in countries all over the world, as well as leaders here, thought leaders and political leaders here. So it's a very interesting thing. It's not the only thing he talks about, but he does have a book which we will have on sale too, and he will be happy to sign. It's called The Citizen's Share. Then we have returning Alex Hitchens, who, by the way, is the son of the late Christopher Hitchens. He is part of a Center for Extremism at George Washington University. And he came to us last year, and you get a kind of non-emotional take on extremism, and it's very useful, and terrorism. He did last year, he kind of pointed out different elements of ISIS here in this country. And, you know, we talk about some things are ISIS-inspired, and some are ISIS-connected formally, but some are not. But anyway, this time he's trying to help us understand the Americans who joined ISIS. And I think that's a very interesting subject, because we do have people in this country who are dissatisfied and looking for extreme answers. And so that will be very interesting. And the next one, on March 19th, our son David Myers is coming back for the third part of a discussion that he has been conducting with Hussein Ibish. He's a Muslim, and he's at the Arab Gulf States Institute in Washington. And David, of course, is at UCLA and now currently is also the head of the Center for Jewish History in New York City. So they're talking about the history of Israel and Palestine from their particular perspectives. They've done 2 parts now, and this part will be from 1979 to the present. And alas, there's always a lot to say. Some of it isn't very heartening, but it's something that we need to know about. And so they'll be doing that on March 19th. Another returnee is Fred Logavall. Fred Logavall is a Swede, but he's an American history scholar who had been at Cornell when we first had him. He has written a book, a Pulitzer Prize-winning book on Vietnam called Embers of War. And he is looking at Vietnam, JFK, LBJ, and the paradox of Vietnam. And he has written a lot about this, and there is more and more question all the time about what we were doing there, and was it good or bad? Was it useful to them? Was it useful to us? It's very plagues us, and as we see, even in Vietnam, war veterans have been very troubled, I think, more than some others before from different wars because of the I don't know, it seemed very chaotic, and nobody was sure why they were there. And I won't speak as an expert, that's just what anecdotally I know about, but Fred has, you know, much more thoughtful discussions of that and the role of these two people in it, these two presidents. Then we have, coming from right now, I think she's at the Central European University in Hungary, but she has a place at Yale, and she's a fellow in political philosophy at Yale. This one should probably be some fun, even. It's about Machiavelli and resisting threats to democracy, lessons from Machiavelli. And she has a quote from him that you can you know, make him more winning as a person. He says, "I'd like to teach them the way to hell so that they can steer clear of it." So he was called the maverick Italian philosopher. And he wrote that to a friend in 1526. It still sounds quite fresh. So we still haven't found our way necessarily. At times we detour into a, you know, not so healthy place. But anyway, I think it'll be particularly interesting. And she's just written a book on that, and that we will be having that book signed that day. Next is a very interesting subject. It's going to be on public health, and it's being given by Felix Schwabwisi. He's a Rwandan who is a medical doctor. He did his medical training in Rwanda, but he has a degree in public health from Harvard as well. And he is now a faculty member at the medical college. I met him through his wife because of her work in Rwanda. She's an American, and they've decided to settle here. They're in Binghamton now, but they may be moving closer in here. And he's a great addition to the faculty there, particularly because he has a lot of training and done a lot of probably experimental work in public health. And we know that public health is a huge subject now. And then we have three collaborative programs. We have, in collaboration with the Department of Latin America and Women's Studies, the Department of World Languages and Cultures, the Jane Copus Women's Center, the Multicultural Center, the Art and Music Program, and the Hope Form Gallery, we have coming the Guerrilla Girls on tour. And that should just be a lot of fun. And it could be some kind of useful messages about women in the arts and beyond. Then we have, with the History Department, a Czechoslovak exile to the U.S. after 1948. You know, there have been a lot of people who made that trip. Madeleine Albright comes to mind, but there are many others. And he will be speaking on that subject, and he's connected with Charles University in Prague. And then we have one of our own faculty, Larry Kennedy, who's a professor of history and does a lot of Irish history. But he's just come out with a book called Bricklayer Bill, The Untold Story of the Working Man's Boston Marathon. Apparently he ran a marathon way before it was thought to be the kind of sport that it is today. And I will say the icing on the cake is our bus trip to Newark, New Jersey. Why Newark? I'm a great fan of Newark myself. They have a wonderful art museum. We'll visit that in the morning. And then we will go to the New Jersey Performing Arts Center to hear Simon Rattle and the London Symphony Orchestra playing Mahler. So that's going to happen on May 5th, and the trip is sold out. If anyone wants to be on the mailing list, they can do that, the waiting list. But that's it.
Sondra Myers, Senior Fellow for International, Civic, and Cultural Projects and Director of the Schemmel Forum at the University of Scranton, speaking with us about the spring offerings at the Forum, three courses, six World Affairs Luncheon Seminars, and three collaborative programs. The bus trip, as she tells us, is on May 5th to Newark, but it is filled. You are still welcome to join the waiting list if you like. The first luncheon program is the Citizens Share on Friday, February 9th at noon with Joseph Blasi, a native of northeastern Pennsylvania, now a professor at Rutgers. The first course begins Tuesday, February 13th, and it's titled Artificial Intelligence, Science Fiction, or Science Fact. To receive a full brochure or to learn more about the Schemmel Forum and its offerings, scranton.edu, scranton.edu, and Schemmel is spelled S-C-H-E-M-E-L, S-C-H-E-M-E-L. For more information on the web, scranton.edu, scranton.edu, or you may call area code 570-941-6206, 570-941-6206.
1-800-306-0606.